Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY25 earnings call of Ashoka Buildcon, hosted by Nirmal Bang Equities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sarthak Singh from Nirmal Bang Equities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Alaric. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities, I welcome you to the Q4 FY25 earnings conference call with the management of Ashoka Buildcon Limited. We have with us Mr. Satish Parakh, Managing Director, and Mr. Paresh Mehta, CFO. Without further ado, I will now request Mr. Satish Parakh, sir, to start with his opening comments, after which we can open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. On behalf of Ashoka Buildcon Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone joining us today to discuss our business and financial results for Q4 FY25 ended 31st March 2025. On this call, we have joined with our CFO, Mr. Paresh Mehta, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. Let me begin by giving an industry overview. India's infrastructure sector remains a core pillar for the country's economic development strategy. The government continues to prioritize infrastructure as a key foundation of growth and a driver towards its 5 trillion economy target. Flagship programs like the National Infrastructure Pipeline and PM Gati Shakti are helping streamline planning and improve execution across key segments, including roads, railways, ports, airports, and urban development. FY2024-25 has been a relatively muted year from the infrastructure overall. However, National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, delivered a strong performance, building 5,614 kilometers of highways during this year. Capital spending crossed over 2.5 lakh crores, which is the highest ever and shows strong progress across ongoing infrastructure projects. Looking ahead, the outlook of the highway segment remains positive. The government has announced a major investment plan of rupees 10 lakh crores over the next 2 years toward improving infrastructure. These efforts aim to bring Indian highways in line with global standards. We have seen strong progress in recent years. The national highway network has grown from 91,287 kilometers in 2014 to 146,000 kilometers today, with marked improvement both in quality and execution. Now, on the monetization front, NHAI raised 28,724 crores through models like TOT, InvITs, and toll securitization. Notably, 17,738 crores came from InvITs alone, marking the highest ever collection from this model. Overall, the infrastructure continues to see strong support from the private sector, backed by stable government policies and new financing models. With a healthy pipeline of upcoming projects and a growing focus on digital and sustainable infrastructure, we believe the sector is well placed for steady long-term growth. Coming to the company update. To update on sale disposal of stake sale in subsidiaries of Ashoka Concessions Limited. This is in reference to our earlier announcement about proposed sale of entire shareholding in 5 BOT subsidiaries of Ashoka Concessions Limited to Maple Infrastructure Trust. The completion of this transaction has been delayed as some of the required conditions are still being worked on. in agreement with the proposed investor, the new expected date to complete the transaction is 30th June 2025. Coming to the order book status, the company has received two new project orders. The first came in March 2025 from Maharashtra State Electricity Transmission Company. It's worth 311.92 crores and involves setting up a 400/220 kV substation at Amravati district in Maharashtra. The work includes supply, erection, testing and commissioning and related civil works. The second order was received in April 2025 for Central Railway. This is EPC project for gauge conversion between Pachora and Jamnagar, excluding Pachora Yard and road over bridges, with a contract value of 568.86 crore. These new orders further strengthen our position in both power transmission and railway infrastructure sector. As on 31st March 2025, our balance order book stand at INR 14,905 crores. This is excluding orders received post 31st March 2025 of INR 795 crores. The breakup of order book is as follows. Roads and roadways projects comprise around 10,687 crores, which is 60.4% of the total order book. Among the road project order book, HAM projects are to the tune of INR 1,859 crores, and EPC road projects are worth 8,688 crores, and railway is around 320 crores. Part E&D accounts for INR 3,618 crores, which is approximately 24.3% of the total balance order book. The total EPC building segment is ₹420 crores, which is 2.8% of the total order book. To conclude, let me say this again, that our EPC primary focus remains on maintaining a sustainable EPC business and segments encompassing highways, railways, power transmission and distribution, as well as buildings. This is all from my side, and I would now like to request Mr. Paresh Mehta to present the financial performance. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Starting with the standalone numbers for Q4 and FY25, the total income for Q4 FY25 stood at INR 2012 crores as compared to INR 2533 crores in Q4 FY24, a degrowth of 21%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 181 crores with EBITDA margins of 9%. PAT stood at INR 60 crores for the quarter. FY25, the total income stood at 7,188 crores as compared to 7,841 crores, a degrowth of 8%. EBITDA for the period stood at 673 crores, a degrowth of 3% from EBITDA margins, but EBITDA margins improving by 60 basis points to 9.4%. PAT stood at INR 197 crores for FY25. Our revenue contribution for each segment for Q4 FY25 is as follows. Road EPC contributed 58.3%, Road HAM contributed 12.5%, Power EPC contributed 2.8%, Railway stood at 2.11%, and other segments like Building EPC and others contributed 24.3%. Coming to the consolidated results, the total income for Q4 FY25 stood at INR 2,755 crores. As compared to INR 3,138 crores in Q4 FY24, registering a 12% growth. EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 838 crores, a growth of 16% Y&Y. PAT stood at INR 452 crores. For FY25, total income stood at INR 10,205 crores as compared to 10,005 crores in FY24, registering a growth of 2%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 3,089 crores, a growth of 26%, Y and Y. PAT stood at 1,734 crores for FY25. Total consolidated debt as on 31st March 2025 stood at INR 6,671 crores. The standalone debt is at INR 1,405 crores, which encompasses 101 crores for equipment loans, 300 crores of NCD, and 1,004 crores of working capital finance. In Q4 FY25, in our BOT division, the company recorded a gross toll collection of INR 348 crores as against INR 329 crores in Q4 FY24, recording a growth of 6%. With this, we now open the floor for question answers. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so actually I was just looking at your closing balance sheet versus your presentation. So in your presentation, the debt is still at the similar levels as we were in the past quarter. But in the balance sheet, I can see the short-term borrowings and the long-term borrowings have decreased drastically. So I'm not able to understand why is this difference.
So they may be classified into current and non-current also. So maybe you can take it offline or maybe come back later.
Yeah, we can do that, because if you see in the borrowings, in the non-current financial liabilities, it has decreased from 378 to just 72, right? And even in the short-term borrowings, if we were there in current liabilities, short-term borrowings have have just stayed in the similar range. But in the presentation, the debt is still showing at a, like, there is no significant debt reduction in the presentation on a standalone as well as on a console basis. So, yeah, okay. That was my. So just basically, have we reduced the debt drastically in this past quarter, or is it just that?
So these are in the presentation we are talking of only external debt. On the balance sheet, we have debt which is including associates also. From that point of view, there is a reduction in the associates outstanding in the last quarter.
Correct. So still, sorry, but I'm not able to understand why there is this huge difference in the borrowing amount, but in the presentation, the standalone debt and console debt is kind of the same from quarter on quarter. Like in December 2024, I'm seeing the total debt as 6,847. The March quarter is still showing 6,600, right?
Yeah, but while, these are still debts. So from that perspective, and even in the consolidated, what's happening is one of the assets which was held as investment is now moved on to asset held for sale. So from that perspective also, the debt numbers will change. You can have an offline detailing of the
data. Perfect. No worries. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, and the second question is on the line of government spending. Do we foresee, given the recent changes in the geopolitical issues, the government spending will be diverted from infrastructure to something else? And how are we placed to, you know, placed in the upcoming orders? If you can just give a light on that.
Yeah, if you see last quarter, government has not, it's moving very slowly as far as NHI is concerned. But there is nothing related to funding as such. What we see in next few quarters, we'll see a good amount of billing happening.
Understood. And usually, sir, sorry, but when do we get the new orders? Like, if in, it's in Q1, Q2, or is it spread equally throughout the year?
So, Q1, Q2 may be muted. We'll get 2 to 3,000 crores. And post Q3, Q4 will be really good inflow for the books.
Understood. And just last bit on the execution side, are we seeing any execution slowdowns? Do we expect similar growth in the top line as last year, or do we see a drastic change? Because along with that, since the toll prices have increased, so we can expect a significant growth?
See, growth-wise, coming here, we don't see more than 10%. As Q1, Q2 will be still slow because whatever orders we have bagged will really pick up in Q3, Q4. There are a lot of initial hurdles in starting those works like land acquisition, forest clearances and all this. So they really will pick up post-monsoon. So out of the 6-7 projects, only 3 have really started. 4 will start only in Q3.
Okay.
So
okay.
Q3, Q4 will be very good. Q1, Q2 still will have some models. Yeah.
Okay, understood. All the best, sir. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Yashwardhan Banka from Asset Tiger. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Just wanted to understand what will be our interest cost and savings from, you know, reduction in the borrowings.
What was that?
Interest cost.
Interest cost, we are typically at the range of 9.5%. What was the other question which you had?
So we'll be expecting savings in interest, like since we've reduced our borrowings, right?
So on a external debt, our borrowing continues to remain same for 31st March 2025. 2025-26, we expect the borrowings to go down, and effectively interest costs will go down, keeping in mind monetization of assets on both BOT as well as HAM front. These costs should substantially go down in Q3, Q4.
Okay.
Q1, Q2 is the period when we expect both the BOT and large number of assets of HAM projects should get monetized.
Okay. So just not a bit, like a bit clarity needed on the borrowings, as in the borrowings I can see is reduced from 3,700 to 700 crores, right? So that's a reduction of around 3,000 crores. So we'll be expecting some interest cost savings moving on these quarters, right? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get hold of this 3,000 number which you're talking about.
So it's on page number. It's the consolidated balance sheet or page number 11 of our IP investor presentation.
See, debt has not gone down on an overall basis. It is presentation which has happened. If you see liabilities held for sale, it has gone up from 287 to 940 crores. 287 to 940 crores here, one. And on the borrowing also,
it has been classified in this. Earlier it was classified here.
If you see financial liability borrowings and liabilities held for sale, this is where the change has happened.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, let me say
And so just the last question. Sorry?
This is for page 6 of the presentation. Largely the debt remains similar. It has reduced from 7,139 in March 24 to 6,671 in March 25.
Got it, sir. And any further plans in reduction of debt?
As I said, post-monetization, substantial debt reduction will be there, both due to offloading of the assets where the debt will get held up from the balance sheet of ABL in the BOT, it's almost 2,000 crores. And in the major 7 HAMs, which we initially sold, around 2,000 crores. So by quarter 2, we expect 4,000 crores of debt to go down from the consolidated balance sheet. Whatever the excess monetization will happen, we reduce the working capital debt also.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, you mentioned that our revenue guidance for FY26 would be around 10% growth. So earlier we guided for 15% growth for FY26. So what has led to this cut in the guidance first? And also what would be the guidance for EBITDA margins and order inflows for FY26?
So basically whatever new orders we got, as I explained, were supposed to start in Q1, Q2. Out of this only 40% have started. 60 is getting shifted to Q3. Because of various reasons like land acquisition and forest clearances. So these are getting delayed started. That is why the whole growth for the year is getting affected.
Okay, so FY27 should be a much better growth in terms of since from 2H execution will pick up?
Yeah, definitely. Because all these projects would have been done in full swing. And plus new order books which we bag this year would also get converted into business here.
And sir, guidance on margins and order inflow?
So on margins, we'll be improving our margins because based on the new order books which have come in. And we should be in the range of 10% plus.
Okay, and sir, order inflows?
Order inflows 10 to 12,000 for 25-26. That's what we expect, split into various projects, various sectors, roads, railways.
Okay. And sir, what would be the actual inflow for FY25 if we remove the GST portion and what is the EPC value we got in FY25?
Approximately 9,500.
9,500 crores. Okay. And sir, lastly, if you look at the asset held for sale number on the standalone balance sheet, it is around 1,198 crores. So it includes only 5 BOT or what all it includes?
It includes all the HAM projects, 11 HAM projects and 5 BOT projects and 1 annuity project.
Okay, now, so then
you're talking about standalone or consolidated?
Standalone.
Standalone, there are 4 HAM projects. And Chennai Ora, which is an annuity project.
So for HAM or BOT?
BOT, all is under consolidated, that is under ACL wing. So on the standalone, we see only 4 HAM projects plus 1 annuity project.
Okay. So the we were supposed to receive roughly 860 odd crores of cash net after all the payments to SBI, Macquarie and all. So that number remains?
Not sure how this 860 arrived at. Typically what we expect to realize is 2,500 crores on the BOT projects and 2,400 crores on the HAM projects. Which is typically 5,000 odd crores, of which 1,600 crores would go to SBI Macquarie. Balance will be available for the operation, which will be split into 2 parts. That's around 750 crores and another 800 crores will be in 26-27 probably. So around around 2,000 odd crores should be between 25-26 balance. You can do the math.
You are supposed to be 1550 crore, 1535 crores, right, to SBI Macquarie?
Yeah, 1526. And we'll be acquiring Jawaharlal Nehru stake also from them of 150 crores.
150 crores. Okay. So, sir, so you made the entire payment of the 1600 plus crores, it will be done in two parts, you mentioned, right? In 26 and 27. Or entirely in 26?
Payment will be done in one stroke the moment we realize proceeds from the BOT or whichever happens earlier.
So, when do we expect to receive the proceeds from both the deals from BOT and HAM?
So, the first set of money infusion from the BOT deal should be happening somewhere before by 15th of July. That's what our expectations are, 15 July to 31st July. 30th June is our non-stop date, but we are almost done with all the compliances with NHI and the lenders. So we would be doing our CP compliance in the first week of June, and then we will draw down the money, whatever time it takes to draw down the money. On the HAM front, we have five projects which we expect to complete by the first week of July, which should bring in approximately 1,200 crores. And another two assets by August, which should bring in another 400 crores.
And remainder by December?
Pardon?
Remainder HAM asset by December?
Three assets will happen by December. One asset will happen in 26-27. That is one, Belgaum Khanapur, which will happen in post April 26.
Okay. And then lastly, BOT will be payment entirely on 15 July or balance part will come later?
It will be split into two. Approximately 1700 crores would come by 15 July. And 700 crores would come based on extension of traffic for the three projects, Sambalpur, Belgaum and Dankuni, which we expect by in the around 26-27 completion. The increase in
that amount will come in FY 2027.
2027, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Janam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, what is the order pipeline which we are seeing currently for road, railway, NMD, T&D and?
The railway power will be around 2,000 crores.
Hello?
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So, railway and power we expect around 2,000 crores. And roads we expect around 7,000 to 8,000 crores. And there are other projects like water and buildings and all. There we expect another 2,000.
Okay, sir.
Around 10,000 is what is our target here.
Okay. And, sir, how are we seeing things improve on the NHAI bidding side in terms of intense competition and, surplus margin?
So, NHAI competition remains. Rather, it is growing day by day. So, we are now focusing on specialized structures, some specialized jobs in NHAI MRTH. And state level works at all other segments.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the sort of gross debt levels that we are seeing by the end of FY26 on standalone basis?
Based on monetization, our debt levels should be substantially low, below the normal debt of 200 to 300 crores, though it could be as surplus too, but we could have certain projects under consideration also on the solar front. And all said and done, debt should be substantially reduced post monetization.
Yeah, sir, any ballpark number?
as I said, around 300 crore is general working capital loan, which will be existing with for on practical grounds.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Bhavin from SBI Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
So pardon me for the repeating. I actually got disconnected in between. What I was looking for is the timelines for cash flow received for the HAM project. I mean, what is in 26, what would be in 27, and similarly for the BOT projects.
So for both the BOT, approximately 1700 crores, and for the HAM, approximately 1500 crores would be happening by Q2N, before Q2N, we should be having the cash flow of this amount. Balance on the HAM projects would be happening by Q4, between Q3 and Q4. Except for one project of approximately 150 crores on the last assembly project. And in 26-27, we'll have the balance payment of the BOT project of 1050 crores.
Okay. So this year is where we should get a net flow received of about 1500 odd crores. Considering the payment that should be done to the SBI Macquarie. Is that like a fair assessment?
Right. Fair.
Okay, great. Second question is if you could help us understand on the working capital side, given the projects that are there in the order book, and we have seen increase in the working capital over the last 4-5 quarters, how should one see the trajectory given the stage of execution where these projects are?
So, these guys, if you split it into power and the road projects, the power projects have a longer working capital cycle, and which was bagged in FY24-25. So, these are typically having larger working capital. So, that trend of working capital cycle at these levels will continue for at least purely on a standalone working capital basis, at a similar strength, subject to moderation. So, otherwise, this level will continue for 25-26.
Sure. So, the 1,000-odd crore working capital debt, which has been there, in your assessment, given the 10% growth in the execution you are anticipating, would that be higher, lower, similar?
Should be similar. In this 1,000 crore, you should be able to manage for 25-26.
Great. And in your assessment, where do you see the trajectory of the margin given the mix that you already have?
So as indicated, we will for 25-26, we should be ending up with approximately in the range of 10-10.5% EBITDA margin.
Okay. So we should be seeing positive cash flow from operations on the standalone entity, leave aside the asset monetization that we are anticipating.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, keeping in mind the 24-25 book operating cycle being negative, but I'm sure for 25-20 it will be a positive one.
Agreed. In that case, is there a thought process of any one-time dividend or buyback given the large cash flows that we should be seeing towards the end of the fiscal year?
So that definitely is in good visibility. I mean, having cash on the balance sheet would be better utilized by sharing it with investors and for your businesses.
Okay. Yeah, great. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So, sir, in your previous question, you mentioned that we have classified NIR project also in held for sale. So, can you give some details like, you know, where are we in the process of monetization of this asset and also anything on Jaora-Nayagaon?
So, on both these,
Chennai-Oraar
and Jaora-Nayagaon, we had
a process of sales concluded in the past years but could not go through due to certain restrictions from the on the transfer of shares, which has been addressed in Chennai order already, and in Jawaharnagar we're still approaching the government to get the permission of transfer of shares. On the Chennai order, we have already scouting for investors who previously were interested and new investors who are good to look at on this project. So we expect that in a year's time, we should get an offer for such a project.
Okay, sir. And sir, can you give me the pending equity which is to be infused in the HAM projects?
So, in the HAM projects, presently we have approximately 67 crores of equity pending, which includes 225 crores of equity for our last BOHND project, which we have won, where FC is due anytime.
Okay, and sir, so you know, how much are you planning to infuse in FY 26, 27
and 28? So in FY 25, 26, we expect to infuse 250 crores and balance 112 in 25, 26.
Okay, and so for this 12,000 crores of order intake that we are planning for FY 26, what is the kind of bid pipeline that we are looking at, and you know, if you can give some breakup between different segments?
So bid pipeline, if you see MRTH, NHI, Delta, around 75,000 to 1 lakh crore. And if you see railways, it's around 25 to 30,000 crores. Of bid pipeline. Power is another sector where a lot of investments are coming in. That should throw up around 10 to 15,000 crores. Railways is another segment. It's very difficult to gauge, but they intermittently come up with good order book. And there are other sectors where we look at is buildings and water and smart energy. So overall, we are trying to see that 7 to 8,000 crores. Roads, 2 to 3,000 crores around railways and balance other sectors.
Okay, sure, sir. And lastly, sir, what is the capex that we did in Q4 and our target for FY26?
Target we have already told, will be around 10% growth this year.
The capex target?
Capex will be around 200 crores with all segments.
Okay. Sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parikshit Gupta from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I want to ask about the monetization again. And sorry for the repetition. I just wanted to make sure I have it super clear. So, about the BOT project, is it not correct that we are getting an enterprise value of 5,700 crores, out of which 3,200 crores, almost 3,200 crores will directly go into debt, and the rest 2,500 crores that we are talking about will be equity received by Ashoka?
That is true. That is true.
So, I mean, considering this...
Yeah,
please. Sorry for interrupting, but considering you know, this number along with the HAM projects of 23-24 crores, the total amount comes to around 8,000 odd crores. And even after considering the SBI Macquarie stake purchase, which is 1526 crores and plus 150 crores of the Jawara road, the net debt levels, considering the cash in hand right now on a consolidated level, along with no excess, no other equity infusion, comes to be around zero. Is that correct in my understanding?
No, but the debt which you're talking about would go along with the SPVs, the BOT SPVs. So the consideration which you are getting of 2,500 is net of all debt. So
So when we are talking of, when we have spoken of approximately 3,000 odd crores debt on the 5 BOT projects, today it is 1,945 plus NHI debt of around 1,000 crores, totally 2,900 crores of debt, which will go along with SPV to the new buyer. So that's not a payment which I have to make. It will be going along. What I will get is 2,500 crores net, which will be split into 1,700 crores before 25-26. And 700 odd crores in 26-27. So this itself will fetch me, as you said, 2,500. Again, what you said was 2,400. So we are at a total of 4,900 of total equity consideration, of which, say, 1,600 will go into payment of SBI Macquarie. So that is what is net-net available at the end of 26-27, including 750 crores and everything. So 4,900 minus 1,600 minus any capital gains tax would leave us with 3,000 crores of net cash.
Complete. Okay. Just one follow-up on this. The 2,900 crores debt with BOT, isn't that currently sitting on the balance sheet of Ashoka Buildcon as a console?
No. That is sitting on console, yes, but it is at the SPV level.
Okay, I will probably take this up offline. Just one more question. Is there any strict hard deadline to the SBI Macquarie sale? Because I believe earlier in FY22 quarter 3, there was also again the same plan of selling the BOT project, but it did not go through. And at that time, the SBI Macquarie exit was around 1,200 crores of value, which has gone up now. So in case, by chance, this sale of HAM and BOT projects are not executed by the end of June, as we stipulated, June or July, is SBI Macquarie deal also, you know, stated to maybe again push forward?
So definitely the Macquarie deal is a consequent of the sale proceeds. From that perspective, the sale is consequential, but from an amount perspective, it will be a bilateral discussion if there is any change. As of date, this remains.
And is there any hard deadline to the SBI Macquarie deal? For example, they are telling you if we are able to pay 1526 by end of July or end of August, then this deal stands. Otherwise, we will have to reevaluate.
I believe most of these, all the monetization happening, so the question does not arrive. I'm sure that this deal will go through by July. Definitely, they will get paid off.
I mean, it's a Six Sigma event, 0.01% possibility.
It will be mutually discussed. Definitely, they are a partner with us, so we'll mutually decide what is the next course of action. But I'm sure they're also looking out for an exit.
So there is no hard deadlines here. It's all understood because of the monetization, the cash flows, and then finally being able to execute the asset purchase.
Correct.
Stake purchase. Okay, this is helpful. I will probably set up some time personally, but thank you again for answering my questions.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my question is answered. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question again. Just wanted some clarification. I know this was discussed and now I understand why the borrowing levels are showing less, because we've shifted our borrowings from the borrowing tab to the liabilities held for sale. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how much of this will are we expecting to go reduce by next year of 9,400, which is showing in liabilities held for sale?
So, by the end of next year, on March 26, we expect approximately 4,500 crores of debt to go out of the balance sheet from approximately 5,000 odd crores.
Understood.
200, yeah.
And have we considered the new debt which we will take for the new orders or upcoming projects and everything on that level, or is it just standalone calculation?
So it is presuming that with the current estimate of turnover and the requirement of a capital cycle remaining similar, the debt will remain same, will not go up, and if the monetization happens, it could definitely go down.
Understood. So just coming from a different angle, so considering we are expecting the debt will remain the same, but on the basis of this that we'll have a 5,000 crore reduction, so do you anticipate a reduction in the finance cost to the span of 400 to 450 crore, given that we are borrowing at a 9.5%? So do we expect a reduction in the borrowing cost, so the finance cost to go down by 400 crores next year?
9.5 is the cost of borrowing at the standalone level for the working capital debt, which will typically remain. So on a debt of approximately 1,000 odd crores, this is what number will finally transpire, plus a couple of more projects like Baswantpur, which will continue the balance sheet up to 26-27. So it's various debts which will come out, but definitely the interest cost in 26-27 should substantially go down, including 25-26.
Okay, understood. So if I were to assume on a console basis, what would be our cost of borrowing then? Like, if not on a standalone, but just on a console basis, for the at least for this 9,400 which is held for sale.
So on the standalone level, this would be in the range of 8.5%.
Okay.
Sorry.
On a console level, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So if we are expecting to reduce our 5,000 crore debt by next, let's be conservative and say 4,000 crore, and with the 8.5%, we expect our finance cost to go down by roughly on a ballpark number of 300 crores. Would that be correct assumption?
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Understood. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line. Participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks.
We thank everybody for joining this conference call for the update on the Q4 and FY25 numbers. If there are any follow-up questions are there, we are also available on my personal number, which is available on the presentation, as well as SGA, our industry relation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Nirmal Bang Equities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.